Is a bodhisattva only a bodhisattva once he makes his aspiration in front of a Sammāsambuddha and the Sammāsambuddha has affirmed it?
Before that, there must be conditions for him to have a tendency to become a Buddha.
Do we call him a bodhisattva at that stage?
It depends, because this term means those who develop kusala in order to be Buddha.
And before that, because at that point definitely he will become a Sammāsambuddha, before that point he can turn away from being a bodhisattva, or it's not
Not
definite.
After Buddha had...
No, but before that can...
Predicted or...
Or declared.
Yeah, declared. The points that we cannot understand, I think that no matter how long we think about it, we cannot get the answer at all.
One reason this came up was because some people have the idea that even in a present life there can be stages of insight gained and lost, and that they can go up and down. What they think is that there can be punya at a particular level
by developing understanding or by knowing nothing at all.
Well, let's say by developing understanding.
So, while one is developing understanding, one knows and knows and develops understand better and better. But when it's not the path, no understanding, then it's only thinking.
Yes.
But we also know that until stage of sotapanna, any understanding can be lost.
What about the moment of awareness? Right understanding is there or not? Beginning from the moment of being aware. Otherwise, how can one know that that is aware? Which is aware? Which develops? Which begins to understand? Just a very little better and better about visible object and thinking. And how to have less attachment to visible object. That must be the right way. Not just thinking that, know nothing about seeing and thinking, and then one can attain vipassana.
I mean, the test is now, how much there's understanding.
Then what do they know? Not this moment.
Not this moment, yeah. What else?
So how can they have less attachment, less ignorance?
Just playing with
of reality, which
appears.
Ask them about right awareness. What would they say?
They're claiming to see rise and fall.
No, right awareness begins with understanding reality as Dhamma or Tattu.
I've read some posts where people have seen rise and fall, so they say. If someone has such a strong idea that they're really seeing something that they...
So what about the understanding of visible object right now and seeing?
Well, a lot of the people just don't want to hear that. Oh. I mean, I just think that...
So they don't want to understand seeing in visible object?
It seems like that, yes.
And what is not permanent?
What is not permanent? This moment's not permanent.
What about this moment?
What about this moment?
No answer.
I think it comes back, as always, to knowing dhammas as object of satipatthana, because without that, you jumping straight to impermanence or rise and fall or whatever, it's only a conceptual idea of it.
Discouraging, but...
Well, it's not discouraging all the time. It's discouraging the first time you get the shock and realise, hang on, it does stretch for hundreds of thousands of lives ahead, probably.
Is it better to have just a little panya at a time? See? Enough?
Enough.
In a lifetime.
Once that stage had been realised.
What about when it's not vipassana jnana, just the ordinary or daily understanding? So one can know one's own panya, the strength or the pala, or the very weak understanding by oneself.
And obviously there can be days, weeks, months, no knowing of anything.
We cannot know. But we can know what vipassana jnana is.
And also in one life, vipassana jnana can only be attained once.
Once you have eaten this, how can you say that it's lost?
How can you say it's lost? Right, mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah.
Vipassana Jnana can be attained only once?
No, not once.
It has to keep on
because there's and... also Anupassana, like Anicca Anupassana too. Anupassana means on and off, or often, or more than once. Anupassana.
Following.
Often. Here, it depends on how you do understand the word often.
Right.
Not once, but it
right.
can arise by conditions before the other level can
right.
be attained.
Anupassana.
Anicca Anupassana. Anatta Anupassana. Many Anupassana.
It makes sense that Panya has to develop slowly, step by step. It can't be just like shortcut, you know.
And the test is any moment right now. The understanding of the moment when sati arises, it doesn't arise. One is very, very honest.
Well, when I think about that, usually, of course, almost invariably, I'm failing the test, but even the mere fact that you think about that is a reminder.
Intellectual understanding is good enough. I mean, if that's all you have, that's good enough.
Absolutely. It's better to be just thinking at an intellectual level, but correctly, than to think you have kusala when it's akusala, to think you're having awareness when it's just self trying to have awareness.
Mm.
And you can see the moment when Panya begins to understand visible object different from thinking about concept.
Mm-hmm. It's very short, very momentary.
But it can develop. Otherwise, there must be people and things all the time in one's life. But by knowing that visible object is that element which can appear to seeing only, it's different from... But we cannot stop knowing what the object is, people and things. But there are moments when there is the development of understanding the nature of visible object. And this is in Tipitaka, which says we are not clinging to nimitta and anupayasana because there is understanding, or understanding begins. No neglection of any reality. So eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body and mind.
I think what's difficult though is to understand the difference between a moment of genuine awareness when, as Sukhin says, there are just brief moments when there is no attention to the shape and form, and then immediately there can be trying to see visible object as without shape and form, which of course is not the development of awareness at all.
It's different from the moment of understanding, see, because we do not stress on sati, but panya should be understood as the understanding of visible object right now as a reality which is seen.
I think if correspondingly you have more understanding of lopa, then you know that trying to catch the moment is lopa, is wanting. That can be noted, and you know that that's not.
And this is the beginning of understanding lopa by its nature. Otherwise, we talk about lopa for food, for drinks, but this is the moment when there is lopa for wanting to understand. By doing such and such, this is not the right path.
I have to say that I don't think I understand the characteristic of lopa by direct experience very well at all, which I find amazing because there's obviously so much of it, and I understand conceptually what lopa is, but given that there's probably lopa most of the day.
That's why all realities or the characteristic of realities can be known only when there is awareness of a characteristic at a time. It's like hardness. We can talk about hardness, but when there is awareness of hardness, no word, because the characteristic of hard or soft is appearing to sati. So there is the understanding that it's not the ordinary body consciousness which experiences it, because sati follows, it experiences the same object with understanding.
conversely, if there aren't conditions for sati to arise, then no matter how much you talk about it, there won't be the direct experience. So a lot depends on one's accumulated tendency in that direction.
And the intellectual understanding will condition the right awareness to arise.
We always mention about the six doors, but people are recently asking on our discussion list about for those who are blind and deaf. One knows that for Sotapanna, all six objects have to be understood through six doors. What about stages of insight?
For those who were not blind from birth.
This is actually interesting because if someone was, say, blind from before, let's say they're blind now, they're blind before they heard the Buddha's teachings, how can there be awareness of visible object? Because the visible objects they remember have gone completely.
Their realities left to develop understanding.
Right. You mean the other realities?
Right. Right.
And also, because we say it depends on accumulations, which objects or which doorways. When we talk about six doorways, can one just say, well, whatever appears without selection, but it will depend on accumulations?
For them, there can be awareness of tangible object.
I think the problem is more the idea of choosing.
Right, I think so.
It's not how many doorways, but choosing.
Being blind or deaf from birth, is the problem the fact that those realities can't be known, or the fact that there are only two roots?
Two hetus.
Two hetus, so that's the problem. Not the fact that visible objects can't be known.
Even three hetus doesn't mean that there must be vipassana jnana, depending on conditions.
So when you're studying, contemplating, reading, studying, contemplating, how do you know, without having that awareness of a reality that appears now, how do you know that your understanding is the right understanding?
What about the understanding of what you're reading?
Well, I sometimes think, well, I understand this, but in what way do I understand it? For example, reading suttas, I think if there isn't some understanding of the Abhidhamma, the suttas are just stories to me. They don't have the depth that you seem to get when you know some Abhidhamma. Well, what else can we call
it? We don't have to call. Well, when awareness is aware of visible object or seeing, we don't have to call that moment at all. Because the understanding of seeing is there. It's not
well,
thinking about seeing.
I'm not there yet, just that understanding.
Okay, for the word Dhamma, what's Dhamma when we read? The word or the reality which is represented by that word?
Well, for me, it's usually I'm reading. There's no awareness of reality.
Let's read Dhamma. It depends on the understanding, what Dhamma is. Yeah. Not just Dhamma and then go on without any understanding of the reality of Dhamma.
But this is, I think, what Asita is saying, that if she hadn't heard about namas and rupas and dhatus and khandhas when reading suttas, she wouldn't appreciate them. They are just dhammas. They would be taken all being people and things.
That's why when a person doesn't have the understanding of what he's reading, he will interpret what he reads according to his understanding. Mm-hmm. Like dhamma is kusala, wholesome reality. That's all. That's why there must be the understanding of the three Tipitakas, not just one.
Reading Dhamma is to relate it to the moment. There is always a Dhamma right now. I think discouragement comes from attachment. There are moments when you're attached to the Dhamma.
Attached to results.
Results.
I see that clearly, yeah.
I think doubt is normal. Like all these other things, I've heard lots of.
I've got a question about the ayatanas. When we talk about the coming together of the different ayatanas, internal, external ayatanas, the coming together, is the coming together anything related to passa? When we talk about passa as the coming together in other contexts, when we talk about the coming together of the ayatanas, we know contact is there, but the expression coming together, what is that?
If one is missing, the
others cannot. Yeah. Passa is there, but the coming together, the expression just
so
means.
Where is passa then?
it's just one of the parts.
So it's there, it's real.
It's there.
And it's real.
It's real.
So it can be there.
But when we talk about the coming together, it's not specifically referring to Pasa.
I think that Pasa is not easy to realize. Mm-hmm. Because at this moment of seeing, who knows about the characteristic of Pasa? That's why in order to make someone to understand what Pasa is, and that is the explanation.
Oh, I see. So it is only in order to understand
Pasa. But some part is translated as the coming together is called Pasa. Mm-hmm. But that should not be called, because Pasa is also there as Ayatana.
So it's one of the Ayatanas mm-hmm. coming together.
Yeah.
This is why I was confused. So it's pointing to Pasa, but one can't say the coming together is Pasa.
Are you using Pasa as Pasajitasika or Pasajitasika?
There is only...
There just seems to be several different words that have lots of meanings, but I'm just checking to see if Pasa doesn't have another meaning as well.
And then Sanayatana and Samyutta, when they're referring to the Ayatanas, sometimes, for example, it will talk about Mano referring to Manayatana, Dhamma referring to Dhammayatana, but then it will mention specific Chetasikas such as Pasa and Vedana, which actually should already be included in Dhammayatana, but it lists them separately, and then it goes on to mention Mano Vijnana. All of this is under the Ayatana section, and the commentary says then the Mano Vijnana is referring to Manodwara Vajana and the Javana Chittas. So are these like some Ayatanas that are taken out separately?
That is not on the part of Ayatana, I think.
I see. Other I mean, part. It's in the Ayatana section of Samyutta, but you think this is just referring to the Dhamma?
Because if we understand what Ayatana means, reality which come together, not even one is missing. For example, there must be citta, and citta is manayatana, anytime. And the cetasika which accompanies is tamayatana. In moment of avanga, there must be manayatana and tamayatana. And the aramana through the five sense door, each is one particular ayatana, rupayatana, satayatana. So at the moment of seeing, there must be four ayatanas. If we understand this, no doubt about the meaning of ayatana.
So it's under the ayatana section, but it's talking about mano and dhamma, and then under pasa and vedana, you think it's not referring
it's
to?
Dhamma. They are all dhammayatana.
Right.
Oh, all jetasikas are dhammayatana.
Yeah. But why are they listed separately? So that's mentioned manayatana and dhammayatana.
Because manayatana is citta, and
right.
dhammayatana is not citta.
And after dhammayatana, why does it mention sanya and vedana?
It's included in dhammayatana.
Right.
All jetasikas are dhammayatana.
It's like it gives another subsection, and then it goes on to mention mano vijnana.
As what ayatana?
Well, my question is, it's included, but then it particularly mentions some specific ones.
Under the section of Ayatana? No. There are how many Ayatanas altogether?
12.
So the Manayatana is the sixth of the inner Ayatana. All Chittas.
But I'm just wondering if these are just some examples.
When we're talking about Ayatana, we are talking about 11
right.
Ayatanas.
Should one be concerned about making mistakes?
Anyone can make mistakes.
There are two aspects. There's the aspect of mana, maybe one doesn't like to make mistakes. And then there's the aspect of not wanting to mislead people.
Yeah, but according to be respectful to Buddha, we don't mind if we have said something which is wrong,
right.
and then we can study and begin again.
Right.
Yeah, correct.
So this is
because no one can know everything Buddha knew.
Actually, I'm quite happy when I make mistakes or something is pointed out because I don't mind at all. I think it's a good thing that everyone can be seen to make mistakes.
So that they don't have that high expectation.
No. I just mention it because some people think, oh, if they're well-respected or they're teachers or something, that they shouldn't make any mistakes.
Nobody.
Yeah.
I have a question just following up on some discussion earlier about choosing the object for Satipatthana, because another thing that comes up from time to time is some people have the idea that a high level of awareness of just one of the four Satipatthanas is sufficient. And our understanding, of course, is that there cannot be high level of awareness of just one of the four foundations. All doorways have to be known, but there are some suttas that talk about Gayanipas and also Anapanasati and how this can be developed to enlightenment.
Not only Gayanipas.
No,